Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. God of the quiet, speak to us so that we may hear your voice. May we listen in earnest, hearing the urgings of your Spirit and the instructions of your word. Teach us your way, so that we may walk in your truth.
A reading from 1 Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel," and he said, "Here I am," and ran out to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down. And if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay down until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you, and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Listen. Is someone calling? "Here I am, who's calling me?" It was many years ago when I was 20-something living in Minneapolis, and I heard the voice calling my name. I was attending a new church, sitting near the back, and I heard a quiet voice speaking my name. Sarah. I looked around, but I didn't see anyone. Well, I saw people. I didn't see anyone I knew. A few moments later, I heard the voice again. Sarah. I looked around. I couldn't figure out where the voice was coming from. A third time. Sarah. And then no more. Had I been imagining something? After the service was over, I was moving towards the door, and one more time, this time much louder. Sarah! I turned around, and there was my Uncle Paul. He said, "Didn't you hear me calling your name during the service?" I said, "Yes," and I almost said, "Here I am, Lord." Here I am. It's one of my favorite words in Hebrew. It's one word in Hebrew. Hineni. Hineni. Here I am. Here am I. In today's lesson, Samuel is a young boy, an apprentice to Eli the priest. He hears a voice calling him in the night. Three times he says, "Here I am, Hineni." Three times he runs to Eli the priest. "Here I am." The first two times Eli says, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." The third time Eli tells him that he should keep still and say, "Speak, for your servant is listening." I suppose everyone here today got here by saying, "Here I am," to something, a call to education, a call to be a teacher, or maybe it was just an employment opportunity. Many of us have responded to a sort of a voice calling our name, an inner voice, the voice of another person. We have heard our name and we've said, "Here I am." But what can we learn from Samuel? When someone, say you or I, hears the voice calling our name, we, like Samuel, may not discern where the voice is coming from, what the voice is asking us to do. We have said, "Here I am," only to discover that our eager response alone is not enough to know what we're doing or where we're going. Instead of running around saying, "Here I am," Samuel needed to stay still and listen. "Speak to us, Lord. We are listening." My first year in college, there were a number of things that culminated in a great moment of clarity when I heard that inner voice and I said, "Here I am. I'm going to go to seminary." It's an important kind of moment, those rare moments of discernment in life when a direction becomes so clear and feels so right. But the truth is, the clarity may just get us to the next step and no further. The call to a vocation is hardly ever a clear and enlightened path. It is rather just the beginning of a lifelong listening and listening and listening. "Speak, Lord." Confusion, false starts, dead ends, more discerning. Listen. As the years have ticked by for me, I have had to revisit again and again that statement, "Here I am." Here I am for what? What do I do now? Where do I go now? Am I making the right decisions? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? "Here I am" is just the beginning of listening. God keeps calling again and again, but calling us into relationship. Christ calls us and walks with us all the way. So you heeded some sort of call that brought you to Gustavus, and now you may wonder what the heck you're doing here. so many books to read and so many papers to write and the exams, and that's just for the professors. And then there's that uncomfortable thing we call, some of us call the paradigm shift. This is that experience that you may have maybe in a religion course or in first term seminar or on an international experience, an experience that shifts your reality when you realize that you'll never be able to look at things the same way again. And that can be a threat to your world that seemed to make sense before, and it's a threat to those past moments of clarity. Nobody warned you when you said, "Here I am, Hineni," that your comfortable world might come under question. Your world, your Bible, your Jesus, your picture of God. It seems like it's all up for grabs. And if you were comfortable in a Sunday school bumper sticker email theology, maybe your God is just too small. But thanks be to God that God is always bigger than anything I can get my head around. God calls me again and again to be God's own. Christ continues to walk with me. Now remember, in our lesson today, three times Samuel ran to Eli in the night saying, "Here I am." Did God give up on Samuel? No, God continued to call Samuel till he got it through his head what was going on. Finally, the fourth time, Samuel stopped running, stayed put, and listened. God help us to listen. And what did the voice say? It wasn't good. It wasn't easy. God told Samuel that the priestly house of Eli was on its way out. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli what he had heard. Samuel was eager to respond, "Here I am," but then he was challenged by what he heard. He had heard that his current reality was going to disappear. Is this what happens when you listen to God? The old authorities are questioned. The secure place is insecure. Your place in the world will have to be redefined. Listen. Is someone calling? Here we are. But who is calling? In Isaiah 43, it is God who says, "Hineni, here I am." It is God who says to a people in exile, "Hineni, here I am making something new. Something new, and I will make you a path in the wilderness." In Isaiah 58, God says, "And then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and God will say, Hineni, here I am." Christ calls us, but what that path is not always clear and is usually not easy. So listen. And if you hear nothing else, keep listening again and again, because Christ calls you into relationship again and again. Christ walks with you on your path. Listen to the word. Christ is with you. Listen as God says, "Hineni, here I am."
Joining us today in chapel and on campus is the Gustavus Commission 150 Faith Task Force. May God bless you and grant you wisdom in your conversations. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May God Almighty order our days and our deeds with peace.